One of the great pleasures of being on Radio Row is sitting down with people you admire. And right now, at our table, two NFL legends, Ricky Williams and Kyle Turley. Gentlemen, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
And you guys are out here promoting cannabis, which I think we all support.
Yeah.
Who doesn't support it these days?
The NFL.
Some people in our state.
The United States government.
Well, yeah. But we're making some progress, right, Ricky?
Definitely progress, yes.
And Jimmy gave me a list of notes here, and you and Jim McMahon, Kyle, running for president, third party, the Cannabis Freedom Party.
Hey, Rick's in the cabinet.
You're in the cabinet?
Okay. That's right. That's right. Yeah, we need a third party, man. This two-party system's ridiculous. Unreal.
I want you guys to get to the debates if at all possible.
Oh, please. Can we get there? Unreal. I don't think it'll happen. I went up to New Hampshire, I bum rushed Nikki Haley and Dean Phillips, went to the Trump rally, couldn't get in that one, but ran into Matt Gaetz and a bunch of other folks up there. And we'll be going to D.C. here pretty soon and letting them know where we stand. And hopefully we get all these cannabis bills that are real. That's why we're doing it.
Yes.
There's a lot on the table this year in the voting cycle, not just because, we want to run president like Kanye or something, you know?
Right.
Like, there's some real cannabis reform opportunities this year in the election cycle.
Do you think Texas is close?
To what?
Legalization.
To seceding from the United States of America? Potentially.
But I think this is part of the point is, I always thought if athletes got together, at least athletes that enjoy cannabis got together and used their platform to tell their story, just to be honest and tell their stories, it would go a long way because, a lot of politicians are football fans, And so the reason, we started this is to help athletes become more politically active in an issue that affects all of us, Is as athletes, we all deal with pain. We all have difficulty sleeping. We're all going to be doing this, dealing with it for the rest of our lives. And if we're forced to only take pharmaceuticals, we're kind of screwed. And, there's veterans, there's stuntmen. There's anyone in life who does anything that's really intense that has after effects. They have to manage that pain.
I'm curious, you guys put your bodies through hell to be NFL athletes. And even if you're just a college athlete, you're putting your body through hell. If players in the past had more access to cannabis, what would that do for the back end of their careers and maybe the back half of their lives?
Yeah, I think the back end of their career for sure, but I think more important is the quality of life after the game. And I think it's really a mental thing. It's kind of a messes with your mind when you think, okay, for the rest of my life, I'm going to have to pop these pills and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, that's scary. And that's a lot of the guys' attitudes. And I think when a lot of guys have opened up to cannabis, it gave them hope. Mm-hmm. Where there was like, I don't have to suffer like this, my whole
life. Well, and Brett Favre famously talked about his battle of addiction with pain pills. And maybe you substitute that for a gummy.
Yeah, exactly.
But they told us they're fine. I mean, I remember asking the trainers on the plane after a game. I think it was like Carolina. We were coming back, and I was sitting in the back of the plane, and I was next to the trainers, and I said, do we have any risk at, these pills? They're like, not at all, man. You guys don't have any risk at all, So I literally bought like 5,000 Vicodin back in the day because you could get that from doctors.
Wow.
Like, that's how free for all it was. It wasn't until Rush Limbaugh got busted that thing shut down. I mean, you could buy from a doctor thousands of pills, like, in bags. I had a whole safe full of them. Was giving them to guys in the locker room, like, hey, this is great, Just like I'm giving cannabis to people now because I understand that was wrong, and those are killing people, and they were going to kill me.
And everybody's body chemistry is different. So while, I took one of these pain pills, it might affect me a certain way, but your body chemistry, it might go in a different direction.
Yeah, and it can affect you only really in that you might only be able to take one, but Brett Favre was taking 30 a day.
Right, right.
Jim McMahon, 30 a day. Ooh. And all these guys and our buddies, all these friends that we've had that are in and out of rehabs constantly with these pills. We just lost Frank Wycheck. I mean, the radio world just lost a great one, let alone the NFL football. That guy was a stud, and it shouldn't have happened. And it was because of pills, and everybody knows it, and we know it, and everybody was close to him knows it. And ultimately, now we're slipping in the shower and are hitting our heads. No, this is disease, CTE, that creates all these problems. And as Rick said, it can happen to anybody. You could fall and hit your head. Everybody's got orthopedic pain. Ours is just tolerance levels on another stage. But everybody's going to have injuries, and they need this plant, big time. Texas needs it for sure.
Ricky, you've said in the past that a majority of players in the NFL use marijuana. Now, with the NFL being more lenient than it was when you were playing, do you think that number of users is higher in the NFL?
Of course. I mean, at this point, it's like, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? You know, at least gummies, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain if you haven't been there, but the amount of pain and discomfort that you're in all of the time, you know, it's like anyone who's not, you know, I'd want to talk to them and let them know the options available to them.
And we're asking players to play way more Thursday games and weekend games.
An extra game of the
extra
season.
Game at the end of the season.
They're going overseas.
Exactly.
Doing all these things. Yeah. I'm hearing good things, though, that there's even, you know, people are smoking on the plane now.
I mean, when we stepped out of the airport, that's the first thing you can good smell of it, a good healthy smell. It's like, okay.
That's right. Terpenes.
You don't get this in Texas that much.
Yeah. Terpenes are a great smell.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now we the game is changing. There's a lot of things happening in the locker rooms now that are, you know, being talked about with cannabis. A lot of guys are in the industry. A lot of active players are invested in the industry. And that's what Rick and I are, you know, we put our names on this, and we built companies around this. And, you know, we're just trying to get these young players to understand this. And if they want to jump on with us or do their own thing, then we put a good, you know, red carpet out for them, you know, to say the least, in what we've done for this industry. And I think they're all being very receptive, and they all know. They don't want to be addicted to them pills. Everybody's saying the only guys that are looking good are us, that people are using cannabis. So it's real important.
Visiting with our friends Ricky Williams and Kyle Turley here on Radio Row, here on The Ticket. Look where we are, though, if you think about it. A decade ago, Commissioner Goodell railing against betting in the NFL, and now you have these billion-dollar contracts with DraftKings and all these betting sites. And at some point, once pot is legal throughout all 50, a corporation like the NFL is going to cash in on that.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the history of our country, you can use alcohol prohibition as an example. You know, for a couple of years in this country, you go to jail if you had alcohol. It wasn't as long as cannabis prohibition, but still, we can see the model. And now you can't go anywhere and alcohol is not there. And if you compare these health benefits, okay, alcohol and it's not even close. Not even close. Alcohol will kill you. Cannabis will not. So it's gonna be mainstream. It's just a matter of time, and I think that's why we're doing what we're doing, so we can contribute to helping the world get there.
I love the passion you have for this topic, and I'm curious, you guys are doing a lot of different things in your lives. How much are you following the sport still? I mean, are you still locked in at this moment in time? I'm sure, Kyle, you probably still have some friends that are in the league.
It's the Chiefs and 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Right. You're right. Chiefs are in the game, man. I stay close to the game. I coach. Just did another high school season back in Nashville this year. Rick coaches. You know, I do private stuff. Coach some high school. Done JUCO. I tried to get a head job at San Diego State. Brady Hoke decided he's going to quit. I don't know, you know, why. He signed an extension to 27, but I tried to be the head coach. I went and got on radio in San Diego, politics.
You got a lobby.
Ricky Williams is going to be my running back.
Well, if you're going to be president, you got to get your lobbying, right?
I did. I was like, man, I'll bring the squad, you know, but they hired the guy that got fired from Deion Sanders. I guess he's better, you know, to communicate with the guys than people who've been there and done that, you know. So I stay close to the game. It's important to me. That's why we're here, you know, and I know Rick is too. This is our passion. This is what we were born to do. You know, God put us on this earth to play football, period. And I can't believe that there ain't no other purpose for me to be here and Rick to be sitting here other than what we're talking about right now, because this is changing lives and saving lives. And I go back to play football right now. I'm 310 pounds, and I train every day. I'm in the weight room constantly. I'm as strong as I ever was. I got a lot more pain I deal with. But I go out there and take probably about 75% of the NFL jobs at offensive tackle today. Literally. If they call me up and say, Kyle, we need you to play in the Super Bowl, I'm there. I'm ready. I stay ready.
Cowboys need some depth, man.
Play right tackle. Hey, put me right tackle.
Let's go.
Trayvon Smith, Moreno Valley, my hometown. He's at left. Put me at right.
I was going to say, I follow the game enough to be disappointed in the Cowboys again.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. That's my Cowboy joke.
No, it's okay.
This year has been great. My Dolphins had a wonderful year. Fun to watch. And my Longhorns got into the playoffs. So,
what do you think about the SEC?
Oh, it's time. You know, I tell this story, and I said this before the season. I said the last year Texas was in the Southwest Conference, we won the Southwest Conference. And I predicted last year we're in the Big 12, we'll win the Big 12 Conference. First year in the Big 12, we won the Big 12 Conference.
Uh-huh.
So I'm predicting first year in the SEC,
ooh,
Texas wins the
Let's
SEC.
Let's go.
Uh-oh.
That would be a feat.
We're joined by NFL greats Ricky Williams and Kyle Turley. Ricky, what do you think about the running back position, how it's treated in the NFL now? You rarely get many players drafted in the first round. If they are, it's their rookie contract. They rarely ever get a second big deal at that position. It seems like it's 4 to 5 years and then rinse and repeat, find another guy.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. Who was the last running back taken in the first round that is still playing well?
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, McCaffrey.
Yeah. That's why,
Saquon.
Right?
Saquon.
Yes. So it's rare. And they're running backs, but I put them in the category of superstars. Mm-hmm. And I think across any position, you always want superstars. But if they're not a superstar, running back is tough because they take a pounding. Their careers aren't very long. It's hard to depend on them.
And offense is different.
Yeah.
I mean, even from 15 years ago.
I mean, running back is such a difficult position because you get hit so much. I was thinking about this the other day. For 2 years in a row, I led the NFL in carries. Like, wow. You know, and I took a beating those 2 years. And after those 2 years, I needed to take a break. So I think teams have to be smarter about how they use running backs, and running backs have to be smarter about how they do their contracts to make sure that they're being taken care of early.
I think it's a bit more sinister, from my opinion, on the part of our union. They've sold these young guys out. They got a rookie cap that needs to go away. Kids are making more money in college and in high school. They got a Manning kid in high school making more money than starting running backs in the NFL. They've depleted that position down to a you got to fight for it position instead of what Mike Ditka showed us, that if we get this guy and we can, you know, we had coaching issues, but we would have won. And exactly. and there ain't no doubt about it, because these guys are special. They're rare talents. And there's some things that need to be fixed in the league to bring that position back to its dominance, because teams need it. It's ridiculous out here that you can't have a guy like Marshall Faulk, Ricky Williams, you know, in the first round of the NFL draft is insane. And in my opinion, it was the Philip Lindsay model. They saw it. They took advantage of it. And they said, we can milk these guys and not have to pay them, period. And the union should be ashamed of how they've allowed the running back position to be treated in the NFL today.
Ricky, if you were 16, 17 years old right now, would that kind of deter you from playing the running back position? Would you want to play maybe receiver or somewhere else where you could make more money after just one contract?
I mean, if you look at my rookie contract, I wasn't playing the game for money.
Yeah.
I just love playing football. Yeah. If you're a football player, there's no more fun position than running back. You get to do everything.
Gentlemen,
I haven't got some tackles on the interception.
I know you guys have to do a lot of this today. Yeah. I just want to say thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are great.
Hey, go out, get our products. They're in multi-state. Yeah. Rick's got Heisman brand out there.
Yeah, we got Revenant products that are out
products,
there.
And then Rick's got a full hemp line coming out, and it's going to be in all the smoke shops in Texas. We got a great partner in Trinity Hemp at the Gas Pipe. Go to thegaspipe.net, and you can order all our hemp products to any doorstep in America today.
And you got
same
a single.
With Rick's.
Your band has a single.
Yeah, I'm always
doing
music, man. I'm always putting stuff out. Download my single, High, and you'll understand what we're doing out here.
Ricky Williams, Kyle Turley.
Thank you
guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff.